I've got the head coach of the Raiders on, Dennis Allen, each and every Monday here on The Fan. Hi, Coach.
Hey, how's it going, Grant?
I'm doing well. I know you've been asked a lot about the defense, and I've been dealing with fans, obviously, for the first 2 hours, wanting to know, you know, how can the team tackle that poorly? After going back and looking at the game, not only live, but then again on tape, I mean, what's your explanation for that?
Well, I mean, obviously, we've got to tackle better. We didn't tackle as well as we need to tackle. I got to give, you know, I got to give Tampa Bay some credit too. You know, they're a good football team, a good offense. They understand how to run the ball. They understand how to throw the ball down the field and get explosive gains in the passing game. But yet, I'm also, you know, willing to look at it and say, you know, our standard of tackling has got to be better than that, and we're going to continue to work on it.
As a coach, do you work on that by certain techniques, or do you work on that by making personnel changes, or a combination of both? How does a coach do that?
Well, you got to do whatever you think gives your team the best chance of winning football games. And whether it be personnel changes or whether it be technique, fundamentals, you know, working on things in practice, that's what we'll do.
We're talking with the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, here on The Fan. I guess in every loss, you always try to find a positives. I mean, I love the way your team came back and got themselves in position after it looked like it was lights out. I mean, as a coach, can you take even any solace in that at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you know, you have to appreciate the fact that our team fought and that we never threw in the towel, and we competed and we got ourselves back in the game and had a chance to win the football game, and that's what you want every single week that you go out there. You know, it's not about what the score in the game is, other than the fact you want to give yourself a chance to win the football game at the end of the game, and we had a chance. We didn't pull it out. But it wasn't for a lack of effort.
Carson Palmer, after the game, talked about the first interception being completely on him. He talked about the second interception. He didn't really, you know, throw Denarius Moore under the bus, but he basically said it was a route issue. I mean, what did you see from your point of view on those interceptions?
Well, it was a combination of things. I mean, it was a route issue, decision making, as well as the fact that, you know, Carson had to throw the ball a little bit quicker than he wanted to. But again, it's one of those plays that. You know, you go back and you look at it and you just say, we didn't execute like we're supposed to.
What's the game plan now when you have two running backs that both have high ankle sprains? And generally speaking, you know, high ankle sprains with a running back means several weeks. Now, I know that there's been no report on how long these guys are going to be out, but assuming that they're not going to be ready to play at Baltimore, then what happens?
Well, we're going to be very aggressive as far as the rehab's concerned, and we haven't ruled out either one of those running backs yet. So we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But we have a plan in place in case one or both of those guys aren't able to go.
I know we talk about this each and every week, about the running game not really being able to get on track. And, you know, everyone, you know, has their own theory, but you know the team better than the fans to call in. What's your take on the problems with the running game?
Well, I think in the Kansas City game, I think we were able to run the football, especially at the end of the game and close out a game when we needed to. You know, really last Sunday, our plan was to try to attack them through the air more. And then obviously once Darren and you know, Goody were injured, we became, you know, more of a pass-only football team.
The fake punt in the second quarter, is that based on looking at teams on tape leading up to the week? I mean, is that a feel at that point in the game? What goes into a decision to fake in that situation?
Well, it's something that, you know, if you think they present something that gives you an opportunity to make a play, you take it. Obviously, you know, it didn't work. It wasn't executed properly, and you know, we got to move on from it.
Are you a guy, is your philosophy, I mean, are you a guy that likes to gamble from time to time, or would you consider yourself more of a conservative type of a coach?
I think I do whatever it takes during the game, what I feel like gives our team the best chance to win. And sometimes that's to take a chance. Sometimes that's to be conservative.
All right, let's talk about the schedule coming up because, you know, obviously a loss yesterday to Tampa, and as you said, I think they're a much better football team than people give them credit for. They have played very well now 2 weeks in a row, but now you go on the road to a very difficult place, a team that plays so well at home, and when you're talking about Baltimore, give me your thoughts on this matchup.
Well, I mean, you know, Baltimore's a good football team, and, you know, they're explosive on offense. They got another good runner. They got a good offensive line. The quarterback's playing well. You know, defensively, they still have got some really talented players, Suggs, Nada, Ed Reed, you know, they've got some talent on that defense. And so they present a lot of problems and a lot of challenges, and we've got our work cut out for us.
Each and every week we invite the Raider fans to go to the Raiders Facebook page and vote for the Sports 1140, the fan play of the week. And the question this week in the poll was Darius Heyward Bay's 46-yard one-handed catch is the winner. I mean, that was pretty impressive, obviously, wasn't it?
No, it was a great play. DHB did a really nice job winning on the line of scrimmage and getting past the defender, and then, you know, obviously was able to make the great one-handed catch. So that was an outstanding play in the game.
Can you mention or talk about now being 3-5 and keeping the morale of this football team to a point where it needs to be to win every week, this being your first head coaching job and everybody being so new as a coaching staff and Reggie McKenzie being in his first year? Because the fans want to know, I mean, can you just talk a little bit about that process now of keeping these guys just ready to go each and every week?
Well, it's our job. It's what we do. And that's what we signed up for. And so I think, you know, when you look at the way that our team was able to continue to hang in there and fight and compete and had a chance to win the game the other day, that's a testament to, you know, our players' desire to want to compete and to want to keep going and to want to keep fighting. And we're going to keep doing that all year long.
The reason why I ask you that question, and I'm certainly not asking you to criticize another coach, but it's not your concern what's going on in Washington, but Mike Shanahan, after his loss yesterday, he already talked about, well, now this is a great opportunity because I'm going to find out who wants to be here and who doesn't and blah, blah, blah. And I'm questioning for you on your football team. I mean, you've got a lot of veterans on your football team, and you've got a nice mix. And when things are going tough, do you rely on your veterans to help you out in that area to get the younger guys focused and make sure they're ready to roll?
Well, that's the way the best locker rooms are, and the best teams are that way. When the veteran players take over the locker room and understand what it takes to win the National Football League, and really when their vision of the, you know, things we need to do as a team match up with what the coach's vision is for the team, that's when you really, you know, you really have something. And I think we got a good group of veteran leaders in there, and we're going to continue to work, continue to compete, and continue to get better.
How about that dynamic of you and Reggie McKenzie both coming in at the same year as a GM and a coach? I mean, I would imagine you guys communicate every day, but how is that dynamic work?
I think it's been good. You know, we spend a lot of time communicating on, you know, where we're at, what we're doing, you know, if we need to make any personnel or roster moves. You know, we stay in constant communication about all that.
Coach, always good having you on, and we look forward to chatting with you next Monday. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Grant.
Yep, that's Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders right here on 1140 The Fan. And